is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and Director of the Carl Henry Institute for Evangelical Engagement. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
For the first time in American history, we have a Speaker of the House whose name is Nancy, the first woman Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, and a very aggressive agenda as the Democrats, who are now in control of the House of Representatives, claim that they're going to have 100 hours of a flurry of activity. There are all kinds of legislative accomplishments that the new Democratic House of Representatives wants to get done. And, of course, today they're talking about, among other things, the Iraq War, President Bush's speech to the nation last night calling for what he calls a surge, what opponents call an escalation of troops in Iraq. House of Representatives and the United States Senate will be taking that up. All kinds of other issues, though, including today, the United States House of Representatives passed 253-174 a bill bolstering embryonic stem cell research. Of course, as you know, that is when scientists are funded to take unborn babies and to really cannibalize them for parts, to do research in order to fund a cure for Parkinson's, for Alzheimer's, for all kinds of diseases, but to do so by destroying human life. Question is, what are Christian voters, what are Christian citizens in the United States, what are we going to be looking for when we look to this new House of Representatives? After all, there are a lot of evangelical Christians who were fed up with the old Congress, with the Republican Congress. You remember all of the conversation right before the election about evangelical Christians being disgruntled. Well, what are you looking for from this Democratic Congress? What could happen? Let's have an open mind here for a minute and say, what could this Congress do that would actually cause you to step back and say, you know what, this is exactly what the country needs? Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever you are, this is what you're really hoping to come out of the Congress this year. I mean, right now, Nancy Pelosi is getting a lot of attention as she says, we're going to do things differently. We're going to have ethics reform. We're going to reform earmarking. We're going to do all kinds of things to rein in the deficit, she says. What are you looking for from this United States House of Representatives? What are you worried about with this Congress, and what are you hopeful about with this Congress? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. That's especially the case when you've got a new kind of Democrat, really maybe an old kind of Democrat, coming into the House, at least in a couple of places. We're going to have one of those gentlemen with us today, United States Congressman Brad Ellsworth, who is a Democrat. He voted for Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House. He's also pro-life. He's also pro-family. He also ran in his district in Indiana seeking the votes of, among other folks, conservative Christians, and says he's not going to compromise on who he is. We're going to talk to him about what he expects to see in this new Democratic Congress and whether or not we ought to be worried about it or hopeful about it, what kinds of issues are going to come to the forefront that impact, well, everybody, but issues that are especially important for conservative Christians who are concerned about all kinds of things that other Americans are concerned about. Minimum wage, the war in Iraq, but also issues such as the right to life, such as embryonic stem cell research, especially after all of the hullabaloo that went on during the last election with Michael J. Fox, for instance, in Missouri, calling on voters to support embryonic stem cell research with all of these utopian ideas about what it can accomplish, things that we don't even see any of these results anywhere down the road on the horizon. But even if we did, you don't sacrifice innocent human life for that end. I'm really glad about the vote today. This is the one thing I'm glad about the vote today in the United States House of Representatives. It was a 253-174 vote, which means it falls short of the number it would take to overturn, the two-thirds margin it would take to overturn the veto that I sure hope is coming. I certainly hope and believe that President Bush will veto this legislation. They don't have the votes to override that. So we should be thankful for that. On the other hand, I'm sitting here and looking at the roll call vote. You have all of these Republican votes. You have 37 Republicans voting yes, and you only have 16 Democrats voting no. There was a time when you had an entire block of pro-life, pro-family Democratic members of Congress who were willing to stand against this kind of thing. Now we're down to 16, only 16 of them. But some of them are new, such as Congressman Ellsworth from Indiana, such as Heath Shuler from North Carolina, who defeated Charles Taylor to become a new United States congressman. He also voted pro-life on this. So should we be hopeful? Should we say, you know, there's a new kind of Democrat out there. Let's step back and say, let's let their tribe increase. Or what? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. What are you hoping for out of this Congress, and what are you worried about? What would it take for this Democratic Congress to convince you that they're better for the issues you're concerned about than the old Republican Congress? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Congressman Ellsworth will be calling in, and we'll talk to him and ask him what he thinks is uniquely true about the Democratic Party that's able to reach the kinds of issues that Christian voters are concerned about. Maybe he'll be able to give us some insight on that. What do you think in the meantime? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. It's really kind of disappointing when you think about, you know, you're 2 days into, less than a week into, really, the flurry of activity in the United States House, and already the House of Representatives is turning against the most vulnerable members of our society. And I don't say that as a partisan thing. I certainly don't. I'm kind of genetically a Democrat in a lot of ways. My family's been voting Democratic since the 19th century, but in recent years, there just seems to be a real polarization between the Republicans and the Democrats, especially on these life issues. And wouldn't it be nice if you had two pro-life political parties so that we could actually come together and argue about some of these other things, like economic matters, like trade issues, like some other issues? But instead, you look around and say, you've got one group of people really rushing headlong toward death. That really, I think, is a preeminent issue, and it concerns me when I look and see these kinds of numbers in the House of Representatives, and the fact that this is the number one thing that the House wants to take up. This is House Bill number 3 that the House is taking up, cannibalizing unborn babies for parts, for research. And it's not just Democrats. You have 37 Republican members of the House voting yes, voting to do this, celebrating the fact that you ought to be able to use this kind of research on living human beings, destroying and killing living human beings for this type of research. It really is kind of depressing. I think it'll be really depressing once we hit the United States Senate and you see what some of these United States senators do with this kind of legislation. What do you think? When you look at this Congress, what are you hopeful about and what are you fearful about? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. But before we talk about that, last night, the President spoke to the country about the issue of a surge, about the issue of Iraq, and the President admitted it's not going well. This is what he had to say.
The situation in Iraq is unacceptable to the American people, and it is unacceptable to me. Our troops in Iraq have fought bravely. They have done everything we have asked them to do. Where mistakes have been made, the responsibility rests with me.
And he also indicated in this speech that the war might get broader, that the war might actually get bigger than what it has been so far. This is what he had to say about that.
Succeeding in Iraq also requires defending its territorial integrity and stabilizing the region in the face of extremist challenges. This begins with addressing Iran and Syria. These two regimes are allowing terrorists and insurgents to use their territory to move in and out of Iraq. Iran is providing material support for attacks on American troops. We will disrupt the attacks on our forces. We will interrupt the flow of support from Iran and Syria. And we will seek out and destroy the networks providing advanced weaponry and training to our enemies in Iraq.
And that means the United States Congress is going to have to take up that issue and a lot of other issues as well. My question to you, the Democrats are now in control. Speaker Pelosi has the gavel. What are you hoping for? What are you fearful of over the next 2 years with this Democratic Congress? And can the Democrats bring you around? Can they convince you that they've got your best interests at heart? I have Congressman Brad Ellsworth, a new United States Congressman from Indiana, who's going to talk to us about just that when we come back after the break. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. And the New York Times says there's a new kind of Democrat out there, what they're calling a macho Dem or an alpha male Democrat. And the number one member of Congress that they identify that fits into this category is our guest, United States Congressman Brad Ellsworth of Indiana. Congressman Ellsworth, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thanks, but if you're going to start like that, I might not have called. I'm glad to be here.
Congressman Ellsworth, I just want to tell you, first of all, I thank you for voting against the Stem Cell Research Enhancement Act today and standing up for life.
Well, I've campaigned as a pro-life Democrat and have always felt that way, even when asked as a sheriff 8 years ago. So nothing's changed, and that was the appropriate vote.
Congressman Ellsworth, what do you think that this Democratic Congress can do to really change the way that Christians in the United States of America, conservative, traditional Christians, view the Democratic Party?
Well, I've caught that during my campaign quite a few times. People would say, well, how can you be a Christian and a Democrat? And that stymied me because I have very many friends that consider some Democrats and also Christians. So that really took me aback. But I think it's been painted wrongly that the two don't mix, and it's just not true. So I think the Democratic Party, those that consider themselves Christians, need to state that.
Well, I think the concern that many people have has to do not with individual members of Congress, such as yourself and Heath Shuler and my old boss, Gene Taylor from Mississippi, and folks like that, but with the national party platform, a party platform that really seems to be just so doggedly in favor of an abortion rights ideology and so forth, and seems hostile to concerns of Christian voters.
Well, it seems to me that, and I spoke with Speaker Pelosi and during the campaign, and she said very honestly, she said, always go with your vote your heart and vote your constituents. And I respect that, and I think she respects that. I think it's really an individual thing, and it's a diverse party, and there are many different views, and I think that's what makes it the party of the people.
So it's not something that you feel pressure to evolve in office toward a more so-called pro-choice view as the years go by?
No, I think it makes the party that much more diverse and acceptable that there are different views. No, I don't feel pressure. Those are my convictions. That's what I campaign is. I won't change any of my views on that.
What do you think are the big issues facing the Congress coming up?
Well, I think obviously the war in Iraq certainly should be paramount in everyone's minds. That's why I was late during a hearing with Secretary Gates and General of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and asking tough questions. And I think, how we're, after the President's speech where they want to surge 21,000+ troops, we have to ask tough questions. We got into Iraq under what I consider a failed plan with not as much forethought as there should have been, and we can't afford to get out of under the same another failed plan.
So what do you think is the answer? Should we surge or should we withdraw or something in between?
Well, I'm sure not convinced to surge, and I've never been for a drop-dead date to withdraw. That's what I was trying to find out. I always wanted to get with the military leaders to find out what their views were. I respect them, and I had my first chance today. And, I still have a lot more questions.
Well, I think that you're in the same situation that most Americans are in, and that is there's just not a lot of good options out there. It's a question of saying, what do you do to really deal with this issue, especially when you have Iran and Syria in the background as well?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. There is no clear, silver bullet, clear-cut answer to this. It's going to take a lot of soul searching. It's going to take compromise, a lot of discussion. And it may take people backing from, not big deals so much and be willing to say we've got to change the course here drastically.
But you're not going to be in favor of cutting off funds to the troops, are you, Congressman?
I would never cut off funds that in any way will put any of our troops in harm's way. If I can be convinced that surge would keeps our troops safe that are over there now, I would be in favor of that, but I won't cut off money that I would deem would be detrimental to our troops.
All right. Well, thank you, Congressman Brad Ellsworth, and we will pray for you and pray that you will remain strong in fighting on the life issue and just appreciate your willingness to come on the program and be with us today.
Glad to do it. Call me anytime.
All right. Congressman Brad Ellsworth of Indiana. The New York Times says he's a new kind of Democrat, a macho Dem, as they put it, or an alpha male Democrat. What they mean by that is somebody who's economically populist, but somebody who is socially conservative. And, I think a lot of us have to ask the question, what's the best case scenario out of the Congress this year? Frankly, it's not getting off to a very good start. When you have the Stem Cell Research Enhancement Act passing with Speaker Pelosi supporting it, H.R. 3, and it is passing today with only 16 Democratic votes, I really pray for the day in which you see this kind of legislation not just failing on the House floor, but being unthinkable to even bring up on the House floor. We all want to solve Parkinson's. Yeah, we all want to solve Alzheimer's. Yeah, we all want to find a cure for these diseases, but not at the expense of innocent human life. But Congressman Ellsworth says that he thinks that his brand of Democrat, can reach you. Conservative Christian voters in the United States of America, what I want to know from you is how. How can this Democratic Congress prove to you that they're really on your side, that they're really responsive to the kinds of things that conservative Christian voters care about? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and tell me, what would you expect out of this Democratic Congress to convince you that they're really doing a good job as the people's house? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Let me hear from you. We have Daniel on the line. Daniel, what's your thought?
I would really like to see this Congress, over any other Congress ever before, push the people's agendas, actually listen to the people, and not push their own party.
Okay, so what would that look like for you? What is the people's agenda?
Well, like mine, being from the military, and the situation in Iraq, listen to the people. Go talk to the soldiers. Listen to what they want to do, not what the party is pushing.
Okay. All right. Daniel says you ought to listen to the people. The problem with that is, though, that the people aren't saying all the same thing. And frankly, the people are often as confused as everyone else when it comes to the issue of, for instance, Iraq. I mean, honestly, I think there are a lot of Americans out there who are saying, I don't have access to the intelligence information. I don't have access to all of the CIA information and military intelligence that the Congress has and that the president has. How am I supposed to know? I think there's a lot of confusion out there, even among the people. But what do you think? Congressman Brad Ellsworth and this other group of conservative Democrats say, They can resonate. They can reach conservative Christian voters. Senator Bob Casey, Pennsylvania. Question is, can they? What would they do? What could this Congress do that will cause you to say, you know what, Speaker Pelosi, not so bad? Is there anything they can do? If not, what are you worried about when it comes to this United States Congress? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We're supposed to be thinking as Christians about everything. Question is, what about the Congress? 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. The Democrats have the Congress, and they claim they're going to be tough. It's not going to be the mommy party anymore. They're going to be the daddy party, too. And they're going to be tough on issues of national security and everything else. Question is, what about you as a Christian American? What are you hoping for out of this Democratic Congress? What are you fearful of out of this Democratic Congress? What really do you expect the Congress to do to address the kinds of concerns that you have? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. You know, Congressman Brad Ellsworth that we just had is a pro-lifer. He's pro-family. He's a tough guy, former sheriff, United States congressman. I'm really proud of him and glad that he voted against stem cell research today. My old boss, Gene Taylor, Mississippi, Democrat, hanging in there, voting pro-life, too, as well. I don't even know how to describe it. When I watched the vote for Speaker of the House, and my old boss, Congressman Taylor, used to always vote present. He wouldn't vote for the Republican, but he also wouldn't vote for a pro-choice liberal Democratic speaker. But this year, I heard him say Pelosi, and everyone applauded. I was a little disappointed in that, but he stood firm today. He voted against embryonic stem cell research. Question is, what about the entire Congress? What are you hoping for out of this Congress, and what are you worried about out of this Congress? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And we have Robert on the line, listening on KCCS in Salem, Oregon. Robert, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you for the privilege of being here. What I'm afraid of is the second half of the first chapter of Romans seems to be the story of the United States and the world today, as well as the Congress, and that scares me because I see it more and more coming right down to that point.
Now, how so? What about the second half of Romans do you see taking place?
Well, the entire second half talks about when man turns his back and knows about God and refuses to acknowledge him, and he gives them over to a reprobate mind, and thinking themselves to be wise, they become foolish. And that's the only way I can explain how people can possibly believe the things they say they believe.
So it sounds like you're pretty pessimistic and bleak when it comes to this Congress. Robert,
it sounds like we're getting close to the end, and that's good. But in the meantime, yeah, I'm extremely bleak about the whole mess.
All right. Robert says he doesn't have very high expectations at all for this Congress, or it sounds like any other Congress. He thinks that God is giving the United States over to a reprobate mind, kind of in a mass way. What do you think? What would this Congress do that would cause you to say, you know what, it's going to be okay? I think that the Congress really is able to address my concerns as a Christian, as someone who has certain cultural and social concerns that the Congress is able to address. You know, Congressman Ellsworth and other conservative Democrats are able to say, you know what, we're going to fight for raising the minimum wage, we're going to fight for curtailing some of these trade agreements, but we're also going to be socially conservative, we're also going to be pro-life, we're also going to be pro-family, we're going to stand against embryonic stem cell research. Yeah, are they able to do it? Well, they weren't able to do it today. The United States House of Representatives decided to take the bodies of unborn babies and to rip them apart for parts. What could this Congress do to actually show you that they're listening to your concerns? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Billy on the line who's calling from Tampa, Florida. Billy, what's your thought today?
Yes, can a leopard change his spots? I believe so. I think where there's breath, there's hope. You know, what this Congress could really do, they could put a stop to stem cell research, especially, you know, when it's to unborn children.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing they could do is show the working class people, which majority of the unions vote Democrat,
mm-hmm.
you know, regardless of where they stand or what they do or whatever. They, that's one of the things they tell you in the union shops, to vote Democrat.
Right.
And yet they turn right around, you know, the union members turn right around and they complain about spending our money for welfare programs, you know, which really don't benefit the people, that waste a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then another concern is the illegal immigrants that
sounds like you're saying kind of a Lou Dobbs agenda. What about you? What do you think that you are looking for out of this Democratic Congress? What could they do to show you, we really resonate with what you care about as a Christian, as someone who is vitally involved in your church and your community and you have certain concerns? What would this Congress be able to do to show you they're listening? And if not, what are you worried about out of this Congress? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. The new Congress, it's off and running. What do you think? This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. That's not what the new Democratic Congress is saying. As a matter of fact, the New York Times says they are the alpha male Democrats and they are ready to rumble with the president and with whoever else gets in the way of a new agenda. The question is, what about you? What are you hoping for when it comes to this Congress? What are you worried about when it comes to this Congress? What can this Nancy Pelosi-led Congress do to convince you that they really got your interests at heart? This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we're talking about the kickoff of the new Congress. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. What can the Pelosi Congress do that would convince you, they really do care about religious voters, they really do care about American Christians and the kinds of things that we're concerned about? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and we have Mary on the line calling from Johnson City, Tennessee. Mary, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Hi. The Democratic Congress assured the American people, and the majority of the people that voted for the Democratic Congress was assured that they would be bringing our boys home, and it doesn't look like they're holding firm to that. Cutting funds will not do any good. Of course, that's just going to harm our troops that's over there right now.
Mm-hmm.
They need to bring our troops home for us to have confidence in them in the 2008 election, because this is what they promised to do.
Well, Mary, what would you have them to do if you don't want them to cut off funds? That's really the only thing they can do.
They need to bring the boys home, and if they need to override, I guess, the president's decision and whatever. The congressmen that we've seen and heard talk all during the election assured us that they were going to be, you know, going for ending this war. Well, you know, there's no better time than the present.
Well, Mary, the only problem is they wouldn't just have to override the president of the United States. They'd have to override the Constitution of the United States that gives the president the responsibility to be commander-in-chief. The Congress has already voted to approve this war. I don't know what the Congress could do other than cut off funds, and I think that most Americans, including me, would be outraged if the United States Congress cut off funds to the United States military. It's not as though they can say, oh, we're not going to vote for funds for a surge. They have to say, we're not going to vote for funds for the Army and the Navy and the Marine Corps. I just don't see how the Congress could keep the kind of promise you think that they're going to be able to keep. I just don't see how they can do it in light of the United States Constitution, even if one thinks that's the best thing to do. What about you? What do you think this Congress could do to convince you that they really have your interest as a Christian? As a Christian voter at heart, what would cause you to step back and say, you know what, this Pelosi Congress really isn't that bad, and you've got a Pelosi Congress and a Bush White House, I think it's going to be okay. Give me a call, 877-893-8255. Or maybe you say, there's nothing they can do. I think this situation is bleak, especially given today, H.R. 3, stem cell research, embryonic stem cell research. What do you fear coming out of this Congress? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Eric on the line calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Eric, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, what I think the Democratic Congress could do is completely overhaul their leadership. That would be the sign to me that they would be interested in courting the evangelical vote. The liberal Congress people that they've had there for so long. That's why they're in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
They're all throwbacks from Waxman, Pelosi, Levin, and the like.
Mm-hmm.
They're all throwbacks to the McGovern era,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't fly.
Okay, so you think, Speaker Pelosi is the first change that you would want to see made?
It's just the label.
Yeah. All right, well, Eric says the first thing they could do is to change the leadership, and that would let him know that they're paying attention to religious voters. That'd be kind of hard to do, especially since, look at the vote today when you've got, among the Democratic caucus, those who are voting a pro-life position, 16 of them. There was a day when there were all kinds of pro-life Democrats, and not just kind of conservative Southern Democrats along the stripe I used to work for, but I'm talking about your union guy in the Rust Belt who was pro-life and pro-family, your Dan Rostenkowski, committee chairman, people like that. They're just not there anymore. You really have a polarization in the parties in some kind of sad ways when you think about it. What do you think? What would you look for in this Congress that would let you know, you know what? I think they're listening to us as religious voters, as Christian voters. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Cordy, who is calling from Reading, Pennsylvania. Cordy, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Hi, thank you very much. And that's Reading, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Reading, sorry.
Okay.
Our producer of the show is a Pennsylvanian, and he winced when I said that. So, what's your thought?
My thought is, and my concern is that this Congress really does not have the heart of the people in mind. I don't think they really know us. They stand there and Kennedy gives his speeches saying, we know the people are behind us when we are against the war. We know the people are behind us when we want the stem cell embryos research done. And yet they really don't know us.
Well, I think what they're doing, Cordy, is looking not only at the polls, which indicate that the American people are largely against the war, and not just liberals, but conservatives, too, and also on the stem cell research issue. I think most of the Democratic members of Congress are saying, well, y'all elected us. I think that's what they're saying. Well, what about you? What could the Congress do that would indicate to you, you know what, this new Congress, it's off and running, and they really are starting to listen to me as a religious voter? What would it take to demonstrate that to you? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have John in High Hill, Missouri. John, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Well, thank you for letting me get on here. I guess I would love to see this new Congress get behind the president, get behind our boys, and give him the support he needs to get this through so we can get this country settled. I'd also love to see him deal with the immigration, all of these people who are released from our prisons and then get put back in instead of deported.
Mm-hmm.
And our Christian values, such as the stem cell research. I don't really think that the polls show depicts the true feelings of the people. I really don't.
Well, I think, John, you're on to something in that I don't think that most Americans have thought about the stem cell issue at all. I think that most Americans, when they hear embryonic stem cell research, just say, oh, yeah, cure Parkinson's? Sure. Cure Alzheimer's? Sure. Cure cancer? Sure. I don't think that most Americans are thinking about the fact that this is taking a human being, destroying a human life in order to get there. Well, what about you? What could the Congress do to show you they're listening to you as a religious American? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mueller, and this is the Albert Mueller Program. Well, Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, who's recuperating from his surgery. He's at home now. Talked to him a few minutes before the show started. Hey, sounds good. Sounds like he is recuperating. I think probably the main reason is no hospital food anymore. He's got real food at home. He's in his own bed. He'll be back up and at 'em before you know it, and right back behind this microphone. Today, we're talking about the new United States Congress. Nancy Pelosi is in charge. She's wielding the gavel, and she is now the Speaker of the House. And so far, the House of Representatives has decided one of their first pieces of legislation would be a bill really spiking up embryonic stem cell research, enhancement of it, as they say, of taking apart the bodies of babies, destroying human lives in order to fund research on medical issues. I think that's a sad development. What about you? What do you think the Congress should do or could do in order to show you they're really listening to the concerns of Christians? We have Sherry on the line from Atlanta, Georgia. Sherry, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
Glad to. What's your thought?
Well, actually, I think that one of the issues that the Democratic Congress is not listening to from Christians especially is our feeling about abortion. And I have a feeling that they would get a very, very strong gauge of what our opinions were if they would actually let that issue be on the ballot and not be something that had only happened because of the legislature or the judicial system, but something that was actually put forward, you know, to be voted on by everybody in America in the same way that we vote on who should be our president.
Mm-hmm. And you think if that happened, that the result would be good?
Yeah, I think that it would. I think that they would be very, very surprised at the amount of people who are pro-life, and that they would also be surprised to find out that those same folks might have an issue with the stem cell research, that the two really go hand in hand. So if we can't get them to listen to us on stem cell, if they would just let us vote on the abortion issue, then perhaps we would be a little more convincing in the other as well.
Well, Sherry, I sure wish I could agree with you on that. I'm afraid, though, I'm a little more pessimistic than you are about the way the American people view the abortion issue. You think about, for instance, in South Dakota. I mean, South Dakota, that's not San Francisco. They're voting down abortion restrictions there. My problem is, I think the issue at this point is not just the courts. The issue is not just the Congress. The issue is the American people. I think that we really do have a culture of death that's not just being imposed upon us. It's a culture of death that is present in our neighborhoods, in our own hearts, in a way that, yeah, we need legislation to restrict it. We need to protect unborn babies and elderly people. We also need a gospel to change those hearts and to penetrate through that kind of culture of death that's everywhere. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we'll be back tomorrow to talk about the issues that matter on the Albert Mohler Program.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmohler.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmohler.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.